WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition. Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak mashaguer avantuchun hayu barzankne yevur vor hayrinie keglesvin hon hayrinie kevochje. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 7th. Established here in Providence in 1947 and now in our 72nd year of broadcasting. You're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոսկին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայնի դանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իս դունենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանտներուն համար իրենց զդաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածենու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
Charles Aznavour passed away October 1st. Like millions around the globe, we celebrate the life and legacy of Charles Aznavour, an artist who dared to take risks. During a career that spanned over 70 years, Aznavour captivated the world with his words and voice, while also lending them to Armenia. At critical moments in the country's history, he led efforts to rebuild and renew his ancestral homeland, a cause we will all share with him. We remember Aznavour for his boldness, honesty, and tenacity. In a career spanning 80 years, he wrote more than 1,200 songs, including the classic tearjerker, She. And he was lauded in his home country, where he was once dubbed France's Frank Sinatra. Charles was born Vadinig Aznavourian in Paris in 1924, the son of Armenian immigrants who fled from persecution in Turkey and were staying in the French capital temporarily while waiting for a U.S. visa. Forced back by lack of money to give up school at the age of 9, he was determined to be an entertainer, and by 11, he was playing child roles at the Theatre Marigny. In 1941, he teamed up with another actor, Pierre Roche, to write songs, and in a 9-year partnership, they wrote for Maurice Chevalier, Gilbert Bécaud, and Edith Piaf. His big break came when Piaf, who had admired his voice, invited him to accompany her on a tour, first of France and then of the United States. With her encouragement, Charles Aznavour launched himself on a solo career in 1950, singing his own songs. His stage performances were described as the epitome of French romance, but one critic wrote, "To put oneself before the public with such a voice and such a physique is a pure folly." But Aznavour's mournful love songs, delivered by his throaty tenor voice, did catch on, and in 1955, success came with the song Sur Ma Vie. In 1965, he opened the first of his long-running one-man shows at the Olympia Music Hall in Paris, singing 30 of his own songs. His first hit in Britain was The Old-Fashioned Way in 1973, followed by She in 1975. His linguistic ability, he could sing in more than 6 languages, made him popular around the world. His success, including worldwide sales of more than 180 million records, brought wealth, and he lived in Switzerland for many years. In 1977, Aznavour combined singing with his acting career and appeared in more than 60 films. In 1982, he played himself as a struggling composer in the film Edith de Marcel, based on Piaf's romance with a boxer. In 1988, he responds to the earthquake in Armenia. "What is important to Armenia," he once said, "is important for us." He took a deep interest in politics. During the 1992 French presidential elections, he encouraged people to sing Le Marseillaise in public to protest against the right-wing candidate Jean-Marie Le Pen, who had made it to the runoffs. He also campaigned vigorously for an extension of copyright laws to protect the work of artists, authors, and composers. Aznavour had neither a great voice nor film star looks, but he did have the immense songwriting talent coupled with a mesmerizing stage presence. Charles Aznavour was one of a kind and one that we can call our own. Abris to Charles Aznavour and our condolences to his family. October is Cultural Month, but I had to play just a few songs from Charles Aznavour. Let's listen to one more.
ازاده بود به سوبری با دود تو لبم من جان لب ایر شوری اترابر تو تو لبم من Les hommes ont ici chaud sur les chemins de grand soleil et de mourir à la maman. Qu'ils boivent frais le vin nouveau, le bon vin de la bonne treille, tandis que s'entassent pêle-mêle sur les bancs, foulards et chapeaux. C'est drôle, on ne se sent pas triste. Près du grand lit de l'infection, il y a même un oncle guitariste qui joue en faisant attention à la maman, à la maman. Et les femmes se souvenant des chansons tristes d'éveillées, elle va mourir là.
And the world is mourning Charles Aznavour. He was such a great artist. We were so proud of him because he's Armenian, but the whole world, truly, all you have to do is go on social media, the news, to see the outpouring of love and sadness at his passing. Again, our condolences to the Aznavourian family. And with our Darelitzes, October 7th, 1998, today is the 20th Darelitz of Elie's Barbarian. October 7th, 2004, today is the 14th Darelitz of Anna Dolbation. October 7th, 1982, today is the 36th Darelitz of Hagop Ishkanyan. October 7th, 2009, today is the 9th Darelitz of Mary Avakian. October 8th, 2013, Monday is the 5th Darelitz of Deborah Haronian Morocco. October 8th, 2003, Monday is the 15th Darelitz of Zaruhi Azarian. October 8th, 1997, Monday is the 21st Darelitz of Zari Kalu. October 8th, 2001, Monday is the 17th Darelitz of Julie Chobanian Harnad. October 9th, 1998, Tuesday is the 20th Darelitz of Hilda Yerian. October 9th, 2001, Tuesday is the 17th Darelitz of Sally Nahabedian. It is also the 17th Darelitz of Alexander Peligian. October 10th, 2012, Wednesday is the 6th Darelitz of Ethel Palian. October 11th, 04, Thursday is the 14th Darelitz of Isabel Avedisian. October 11th, 2000, Thursday is the 18th Darelitz of Vahe Samorian. October 11th, 1993, Thursday is the 25th Darelitz of Harry Samorian Jr. October 12th, 1995, Friday is the 23rd Darelitz of Peter Bedros Bayan. October 13th, 2001, Saturday is the 17th Darelitz of Bayzad Garabedian. And October 13th, 2015, Saturday is the 3rd Darelitz of Aram Donabinian. And October is Cultural Month. We are in our first week of October, and we will begin our programming now.
To the Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferral and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing, through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը կերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտություններով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն։ Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեպի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայ ազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքր ազուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքնին եւ քոչել դված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
Thank you.
in with some local news. At St. Saig and St. Mesrop Church, they have ballroom dance classes. It's now open. The Cultural Committee of St. Saig and St. Mesrop Arts Education Program proudly presents ballroom dancing. Children 5 and older, youth and young adults, and adults. Yep, my age. All I need is a partner. Saturdays, 1 to 2 o'clock, Agavian Auditorium, 70 Jefferson Street. Build athleticism, strength, poise, and stamina. It improves social confidence, makes new friends, have fun, and learn to dance. They'll be working on the waltz, the tango, foxtrot, quickstep, Viennese waltz, swing, samba, rumba, jive, cha-cha, paso doble, and salsa. For more information, call Mrs. Jana Gwagamian, 401-861-3573. That's Mrs. Maestro to you. Call Jana, 401-861-3573. And continuing with our local news, let's see. Are you ready for the Covered Bridges Tour in New Hampshire? Please join the Ladies Guild of Providence Friday, October 12th, $84 per person. You'll be going to New Hampshire. You'll see great fall foliage, a ton of bridges. There'll be a tour and tasting at Smith Country Cheese. Lunch at the Inn at East Hill Farm. Covered Bridges Tour of the Monadnock region of New Hampshire. Included is a driver's gratuity, and you're in a deluxe motor coach transportation by Conway. Let Joyce Bagdasiri know if you'll be in attendance. 401-434-4467, 434-4467. Again, this is a Conway tour of covered bridges with the St. Vartanus Ladies Guild of Providence, Friday, October 12th. And again, call Joyce C. Bags, 434-4467. And let's see. From Armenia, don't miss this next group. It's sponsored by the Cultural Committee of St. Saig, St. Mesrop, Nor Serun, Armenian Youth Folk Ensemble from Yerevan. And Agavian Auditorium is the place. Saturday, October 13th, 7 o'clock. Agavian Auditorium, 7 o'clock, October 13th. For tickets, call Jana, 401-861-3573. 401-861-3573. Or you can always call the church office, 272-7712. Costs for adults, $25. Children under 16 are free. Pick any child out you want. They are free. All are invited. Come support and enjoy the musical talent of teens from Armenia. Support the youth here in Providence. Nor Serun, Armenian Youth Folk Ensemble. And with that, we go to... Friday, October 26th, 6 o'clock, Agavian Auditorium, for Ron Giorgio, A Sentimental Journey. He'll be singing 60s music from Frank Sinatra to Dean Martin and Tom Jones. Dinner and raffles. Contact the church office if you want to put in your reservations, 272-7712, or contact Anahid, 529-5210. Donation is $25 per person. Kids are $10. And again, this is in the Agavian Auditorium, Friday, October 26th, 6 o'clock. And again, it's called The Sentimental Journey with St. Saig and St. Mesrop's Women's Guild. And do you have your flu shot yet? Well, you can at St. Saig and St. Mesrop Church if you're from Rhode Island. You have to be a Rhode Island resident with health insurance. And again, this is a free flu and pneumonia shot clinic. For any questions, you can call... Pharmacist Melissa at 401-529-7172. 529-7172. October 28th after church services. Free flu shot. Alrighty. With that, I found a bevy of new cassettes from Dad. I mean, a lot. So this is one of them. It's called Armenian Country and Folk Music, played by Harut Gunduzyan. All right, see, that's what happens. The CD is probably... I mean, the cassette is older than I am, so that one's not going to work out. Let's go back to Jacques. Thank you.
Այսօր Հայաստանյայց առաքելական Սուրբ Եկեղեցին շքեղ հանդիսությամբ գդոնե Հիսուսի Սուրբ ու Մաքուր արյունով ներգված Խաչապայդին քերութենե վերաթարցին հիշադակը։ Եվ այս առավոտ մեզ հետ ունինք Providence-ի Սուրբ Սահակ Սուրբ Մեսրոպ Եկեղեցվո հոգևոր հովիվը արժանապատիվ դերհայկ քահանա Դոնիգյան։
Հանուն հոր եւ որդվո եւ հոգուին սրբո ամեն։ Եթե մեկը գուզե իմ յետևես քալ, թող իր անձ ուրանա եւ ամեն օր իր խաչը վերցնե ու իմ յետևես քա։ Հայ առաքելական Սուրբ Եկեղեցին դարին 4 անգամ գդոնախմբե խաչին խորհուրդը իբրև աստվածային փրկագործության մեծակույն խորհրդանշաններեն մեկը։ Խաչաբաշտ ժողովուրդներու մեջ ոչ մեկ ժողովուրդ այնքան հոգևին կապված է խաչին թարերու ընթացքին, որքան հայ ազգը։ Իբրև ճշմարիտ հավատացյալ քրիստոնյա համբերությամբ եւ առանց տրդունչի թարերով գրած է Քրիստոսի խաչաբայդը, անսասան հավատք ունենալով աստվածային փրկագործության եւ լուսեղեն աբակային վրա։ Ոչ մեկ ազգ այնքան խորաբես ըմբռնած է խաչին դարաբանքը, գենսադու զորությունը եւ փրկարար աստեցությունը, որքան հայ ժողովուրդը։ Ան խաչը քանթագած է իր հոգուին խորը եւ միացուլված անոր հետ, եւ այդ պատճառով ալ ստեղծած է իր հայկական խաչը։ Բոլոր քրիստոնյա ազգերը ընդունած են խաչը իբրև գենթանի խորհրդանշանը Քրիստոսի խաչելության ազգային խորհրդին։ Առանց խորհրդի որևէ գրոնք պիտի նմաներ աշխարհի գործողությամը, զուրկ վեհ ցկտումները եւ վսեմակույն քաղապարները։ Եվ հայ ժողովուրդը առաջին օրեն իսկ ըմբռնելով Քրիստոսի գրոնքին խորհուրդ խորինը, համբերությամբ ճաշակեց իր ընդունած խորհրդին դարաբանքը, ըմբեց Քրիստոսի խմած լեղի բաժակը, եւ քանի անգամներ բարձրացավ Քողքոթայի զարի վերը գամովին մեռնելու համար Քրիստոսի սիրույն։ Բայց անաղարդ բահեց իր հոգին ու իր հավատքը եւ թարցյալ հարություն արավ շարնագելու համար իր նվիրական բարդականությունները Աստուծո եւ մարդության հանդեպ։ Դժվախտաբար սակայն քրիստոնյա մարդկությունը թարերու ընթացքին սկսավ գործընծնել իր հավատքին զորությունը, եւ այսօր թերահավատ դարձած է ու շրթունքով միայն ընդունի Քրիստոսի սիրո ավետարանը։ Մարդիկ այսօր խույս կուտան ցավեն ու դարաբանքեն եւ գվազեն երջանկության յետևեն, եւ սակայն երջանկությունը գխուսափի իրենց մե, եւ դարաբանքը արագվա զգով գհալածեզ իրենք, որովհետեւ սևցած են անոնց հոգիները սուդով ու խափիությամբ։ Անոնք չեն զգար աշխարհի կյանքին ոչնչությունը, որովհետև նյութը միայն զիրեն կգարավար է ու գուհուսան շահամոլությամբ լավակույն կյանք մահաբահովել իրենց։ Մարդկության հետևած այս տարաբանքի ճամփեն սկսած ենք քալել նաև մենք հայերս, բացառությունները հարկելով։ Կյանքի խելագորույս տողուպողի մեջ սկսած ենք մորնալ մեր խաչը, մեր նվիրական ավանդությունները, մեր եկեղեցին ու սրբությունները, եւ մինչեւ իսկ մեր քոյության ամենամեծ հիմնակարը եղող ոսկեղնիկ փարփարը։ Անդարբերության եւ թերահավատության խորշակը սկսած է թարամեցնել գրոնքի եւ ազգության պահպանության սադարող սրբազան հավատալիքները։ Բացած է հավատքը հանդեպ ամեն բանի։ Հավատք չունինք մինչեւ իսկ մենք մեր վրա դարձած ենք անսնաբաշտ ու նյութաբաշտ, եւ չենք ատրատանալ երբեք, որ այս ուզացումը գսպարնա օրեոր քանթել մեր քույքյան խարիսները ու մեզի դարձնել անքիդագից։ Այս ոչ մխիթարական ազգային վիճակին թարմանը պետք է խորին քաղտաշխարի եւ իմաստնավորի Ամերիկայի թեմի հոգեվոր ու աշխարհական բարձր իշխանությունները, ինչպես նաեւ հայկական ոգի ունեցող բոլոր գիտագիտ ազգայինները։ Համակորձակցական աշխատանքով եւ հոգեկան քաջությամբ պետք է մտածել եւ կործել, մասամ կոնե չեզոքացնելու համար մեր քույքյան սպառնացող բոլոր դխուր երևույթները։ Մանավանդ որ ամենակարևորն է նոր սերունդը առաջնորդել այն լուսավոր ուղիեն, ուրգե ընթացան մեր նախահայրերը։ Եթե մենք կփապակինք, որ մեր նոր սերունդը դառնա իսկական եւ հավատավոր հայ, բարդավորի ենք անոր ջանցնել մեր անցյալի պարկը գազբող փոլոր սրպազանքի դելիկները, ջամփել արավել գրոնական եւ ազգային առողջ տաստ երագություն, որոնց շնորհի միայն կարող պիտի լանք ապահովել մեր քույրության խարիսխը, իսկ հագարակ բարակային իրավունք պիտի չունենանք նոր սերունդը մեղադրելու եւ ասելու, թե չունի ազգային բարդագանության գիտակցություն։ Խաչվերացի Սուրբ Տոնին արթիվ գմախտեմ, որ Աստված շնորհք եւ իմաստություն դա մեզի, եւ հայ ժողովուրդը առաջնորդ է գրոնասիրության եւ ազգասիրության ճշմարիտ ուղիեն, որբեսի կարող ենք հավատքով երգել, ինչպես մեր նախահայրերը երգեցին թարերով Խաչին Փարքը, ասելով. «Փարք, Սուրբ Խաչիդ, ալելույա, Խաչեցելույթ, ալելույա»։
The History of Armenia and Its Music. Right now we're listening to Celestial Harmonies. You can hear the duduk in the background. When Noah's Ark finally came to rest on land, it was on Mount Ararat. So when God showed the land to Noah and told him to care for it and repopulate it and pledge never again to destroy it, at least not by flooding, this would all have been taking place in Armenia. That's a tough act to follow. The reality of Armenian history has never been able to match its legendary beginning. It has had memorable moments, of course. In 301 AD, Armenia became the first country in the world to adopt Christianity. But less than two centuries later, the whole country was excommunicated by the Pope. It has also been a history with more than its share of tragedy and loss. Today, even famed Mount Ararat stands outside the borders of Armenia. Listen to this music. It brings much of our music to Western listeners. It's recorded in the monasteries in Armenia, and this music is one of a kind. The Providence Hamazkayin, together with Worcester Hamazkayin and Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, are planning a bus trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City for everyone to go see the exhibit Armenia. Space is limited, so please contact Sarkis Tarpinyan. I'll give you his number in just a moment. And this is for Saturday, October 20th. Depart St. Vartanon's Church parking lot at 7 a.m. Returns to Providence at 10 p.m. Donation is $75. That includes the round-trip bus fare, admission to the museum, and a guided tour within the group. So this is a great, great event. Most works are from Holy Etchmiadzin, the Medanataran, the National History Museum of Republic of Armenia, Antalyas, and other international historic sites. 140 objects, including opulent gilded reliquaries, richly illuminated manuscripts, rare textiles, chachars, precious liturgical furnishings, church models, and ancient books, all on exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. And again, this is a bus trip going to New York to see this great exhibit Saturday, October 20th. The Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, called AHARI, and the National Association for Armenian Studies and Research present The Art of Armenia, an Introduction, an illustrated lecture by Dr. Christina Morancy. Thursday, October 25th, 7 o'clock at the museum at 245 Waterman Street, Providence. That's the Bliss Building. That's 245 Waterman Street. Admission is free. And the museum, Ahari, for anyone who doesn't know, it's the Armenian Historical Association. And there's so much to see inside. But this is a great chance to go listen to Dr. Moransi. And Thursday, October 25th, you can take a tour of the museum as well. And again, 7 o'clock, Thursday, October 25th. And that takes us to November 3rd and 4th, St. Sauk St. Messer Church's annual food bazaar. 88th annual food fair bazaar. November 3rd and 4th, Saturday beginning at 11:30, goes till 10 o'clock at night. Wow. I'll believe that when I see it. 10 o'clock at night. I don't think we can stay up that late. But anyways, Sunday, noon to 6 o'clock, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. And tell all your friends, this is one of the major fundraisers of the year. And we'll see you there Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th. The following weekend, it's Roads on the Patuxent for St. Varsanant Church's annual bazaar. And again, valet parking, November 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday. Both days start at noontime at Roads on the Patuxent. Homemade pastries, delicacies, complete chicken shish, lush kufta dinners, hourly raffle, live Armenian music. Hamas Kayin dance group playing on both days at 5 o'clock. Excuse me, dancing both days at 5 o'clock. There's so much to do at Roads on the Patuxent. It's two floors of fun. Armenian Fest 2018. We'll see you there November 10th and 11th. And the following Saturday, the 17th, it's the Armenian Evangelical Church's annual bazaar. And remember, that's 11 to 7. It's one day only on Saturday, November 17th, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston, for the Armenian Church, the Armenian Evangelical Church's annual bazaar. And with that,
we have with us, first of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as Cultural Month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle, which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur, and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the queen of translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, In the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
You know, bazaar times are right around the corner, so all the churches are in full swing preparing for bazaar time, and they need your help. So please, even if it's just a couple hours, check in with your respective churches and help out when necessary. They have nighttime baking and morning and whatnot. So please, no experience is necessary. I know at St. Varsanant's, Mondays and Wednesdays, 8:30 in the morning, it's Chodag and Kata. Tuesdays, it's Michig at 9 a.m. And then Thursday evenings for you evening folks, people that work, Kufta, 6 o'clock. And by the way, it is for sale as well. Call the Liz Kapoyan if you'd like to buy. 401-353-2213. Also, look the liquor booth request for the bazaar. So get in touch with the church office and let them know if you'd like to help out. But again, that's St. Vartanant's. St. Sagan, St. Mesrop's is in full swing as well. Contact the church office, and they will let you know what's going on for that day. And before you know it, that means, you know, I'm probably skipping over the Christmas dance, etc., but we're going right to New Year's Eve, just so you can start planning your New Year's Eve for 2019. Here in Providence, we're going to have an Armenian New Year's Eve, one that you're not going to want to miss. It's Hainai, bringing Rhode Island and Armenian New Year's you don't want. That's just what I said. Join us with your family and friends dancing into 2019. An all-star entertainment from California coming to Providence for the first time in Rhode Island. Harut Kachoyan, also featuring the talented Khachik Jingarian, Steve Ospigian Jr., and Malbar Samian. Top shelf, cash bar, complimentary champagne toast, valet parking, party favors, full Armenian meze buffet. Call Hovsep, make your reservations, 255-2797, 401-255-2797, reservations only. Call in early, this will get sold out. And again, this is Armenian New Year's Eve, to be held in the Agavin Auditorium, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Now, I'm checking in with all of our listeners here. Let's see if any of you are truly listening. I made a mistake on this morning's program. To the first person who texts me what mistake I made, you'll get a special prize. You can text me, Sana, at 401-374-2121. 374-2121. Let me know you're listening and if you caught my mistake. And I'm not going to tell you what that gift is, but... anyways. Thank you. As I mentioned, October is Cultural Month, and this CD particularly, well, it's a six-volume series called The Music of Armenia, and you can hear the beautiful sounds of the duduk in the background. But it's the Shorakin Folk Ensemble, founded in 1991 by Gevork Dabagyan. It recreates the authentic sound of Armenian music as it was performed in past centuries, without external instruments or influences. The Sasun Folk Group, founded in 1988 by Antranig Manugyan, specializes in the folk songs and dances of Mush in Sasun in western Armenia, maintaining a more regional, authentically vernacular or popular sound. We're listening to this right now, The Music of Armenia. As Dad always says, Urachatsur, Gurachanas, Mer Jamanagaliratsav, Shigalchun, Serin Hamar, Sidesuchun, Minchev, Harachigagiragiyaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded. But in color, you've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet. Go to ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can hear all of our shows on the internet. You can write me, Sana, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. And again, you're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA, Attleboro. Happy Sunday.